Good morning, gentlemen, and any ladies that may be listening. Hope you're all feeling wonderful on this first day of spring. Second, maybe. Mm-hmm. Yesterday was springy. Hope you've all got a little spring in your step. Okay, we are now going to be learning some assorted halachas of brachas, which I think are very relevant and very important to be aware of. They can be found in your Shulchan Aruch and your Mishnah Berurah, Simon Resh Vav, in chapter 206. You should have it in here. Let's find it.
Page.
There you go.
I got it.
Perfect. Page 228. Page 228.
Two.
In
that volume.
Same volume as yours.
Same as mine.
Yeah. Okay. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Aleph in Halacha number 1. Beirach al Peirei Se'ilan. If you made the bracha, this we've touched on in the past, if you made a bracha on fruits of the tree, fruits of the bracha for fruits of the ground, then yotza. With that, you fulfilled your obligation to make the bracha. Why? Because the bracha that you made was true. At the end of the day, a fruit of a tree also comes from the ground. It's also a fruit of the ground. The root of the tree is in the ground. And its source is coming from the ground. Therefore, seeing as you did not lie, there was no sheker involved in your bracha, you fulfilled your obligation.
Because you made a good bracha. You made a mistake or something?
You made a mistake. You thought, I don't know.
For whatever reason.
Yep, for whatever reason. The Mishnah Berurah adds, though, according to the Prima Godim, that even if you did it b'mezid, even if you did it on purpose, even without a mistake, even if it wasn't a mistake, you did it deliberately. You deliberately picked up an apple and said, I fancy saying Bayre Priha Dhamma on this apple today. You shouldn't do that, because there's a benefit to making the specific bracha, more specific bracha. That's why we have a more specific bracha of fruits of the trees, Bari Pri Eitz. However, seeing as it is quite warm, isn't it?
Do you think we could turn some heating?
No, don't touch, don't touch.
What about this?
I'm not allowed to touch.
This is on though.
I know, I tried to stop it, but I couldn't.
Who's in?
Excuse me? I tried to stop that from blowing, but I couldn't. Is it blowing now?
Yeah.
I couldn't shut it off.
Can't press the button?
If the sign says that we shouldn't press it, so I don't want to touch it.
Too hot.
Okay. Now you say we get benefit from saying the correct bracha, as opposed the more specific.
More specific bracha, yeah.
What kind of benefit?
It's a greater level of praise. We praise Hashem on the detail, on the specific detail, as opposed to in general, thanks God. Yeah, so the more you can hone in, you can focus in on exactly what you're giving thanks for, yeah, that's a much better way to give thanks. Mm-hmm. My kids, you know, some of my kids are wonderful at this. You know, they don't just say thanks for supper, Tati. They will say thank you, Tati, for the chicken. The chicken was yummy. Yeah, that's much more heartwarming than if it would just be a general, you know, general thanks. Yeah, specific thanks. Okay.
Like in this case, it's mistake. It's still.
If you made a mistake, but even if you did it on purpose. Even if you did it on purpose, because you didn't lie. It was a good bracha. It's okay. You should do it more specific. You should be more specific with your brachas. But it's still a fine bracha. Still true.
It means one bracha can replace another bracha?
Sure.
It means
why? Because fruit of the tree comes from the ground. But it's also fruit of the ground.
But it's not, you cannot replace for chamotz, for example.
You can't say boirei pri hagafen on bread.
On bread.
For sure. But on fruit, you can say the bracha of vegetables, because that comes from the ground. Let's see. Aval, however, in Beirach al Priho Adama Boyre Priates, but if you said on vegetables Boyre Priates, La Yotza. Yeah, you weren't Yotzi your bracha there.
Because that's not included.
Because it's not a fruit of the tree. It comes from the ground. It doesn't come from the tree. Tree includes the ground. The root of the tree comes from the ground.
Okay, every plant has the fruits in the ground.
Good. True. But not every ground plant is a tree. Mm-hmm. A tomato vine is not a tree.
It's not
you tree. Can't say Boire Pri Ha'etz. Ha'etz is a tree. But you can say Boire Pri Ha'adama from the ground on an apple, because it also comes from the ground. More specific is it actually comes from a tree. But it still comes from the ground. But a ground fruit doesn't come from a tree. So you can't say Borei Priya eats on a vegetable and be Yaitzi. Does that make sense?
Yes. A technical question.
Yes.
I see a parenthesis of bracket of and parenthesis gimel.
Yeah.
Would you explain that?
Yes. If you'll notice, there are different shapes and different sizes and different different fonts of these letters. Yeah, you'll actually, if you're looking closely, you'll see even more alephs around the page. Yeah, just on this alone, we've got one.
Aleph followed by an aleph in parentheses.
We've got this aleph. 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 Okay, these point you to different commentaries. The different the other people you've got on the page, our friends on the page. If you look around, you'll see we've got a Mishnah Berurah who's got Alephs in there, and we've got a Ber Hativ at the top. We've got Shari Tshuva at the top. We've got Shari Hatzion. We've got Ber Hagayla. We've got a lot of different commentaries on the page. So these Alephs, these different letters, are going to just point you in the direction of which one. So the reason why they're in different fonts and they're in different brackets or parentheses is so you can distinguish and know which one it's pointing you to.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Hilkach. Therefore, im hu masupak bepri, if he has a doubt about a fruit, im hu pri ha'etz oi pri ha'adama, if it is borei pri ha'adama or borei pri ha'etz, then what should you do? Mavari Bari Priyadala. Make a bracha Bari Priyadala. Because you're going to be including, even if it was Bari Priyates, you fulfilled your mitzvah. You said a good bracha. Yeah, it works. Adama is more general. So if I have a question, is it Adama or is it Ha'etz? I can't go ahead and say Ha'etz. Because if it's Ha'adama, I'm not Yotzi. But I can say Ha'adama because that includes Ha'etz.
So using that same reasoning, if you said Shehakol.
Excellent! Says the Shulchan Aruch Vayta. The Al HaKol im Oma Shehakol Yotza. And on everything, if he said Shehakol, he's Yotzi. Because Shehakol is the most general. He's Yotzi va'af. Filu, says the Shulchan Aruch, va'afilu al pas v'yayin, even on bread and wine, that they have their own very specific brachas, the most specific of brachas. Shehakol counts for everything. However, only in a case of suffik, only when you have a question about what the bracha is. You can't go ahead and say, oh, I can't bother to wash, yeah, so I'm going to take my bread and I'm going to say shehakol instead.
So the obvious question was If you've made charcoal in the front, would that determine what the brocha corona you're making?
Not necessarily. We do see sometimes when the bracha achrona is going to be different to the bracha rishona.
Okay.
But
you've gone shopping for vegetables in Israel from time to time. Are they labeled so you know it? They're not coming from a greenhouse, from a pot in a greenhouse. You know they're actually grown
in Israel. Room. I don't think they have any hydroponic stuff.
So,
why the greenhouse stuff going on?
They're growing them in greenhouses, but they're not growing them off the.
You think?
Yeah.
But they're growing them in the ground.
I don't know.
In the ground.
I'm not sure.
In Israel, they're doing it all in the ground, I believe. I mean, I've never seen anywhere that there's a distinction. I've never seen anywhere there's a distinction over here. I'm not aware of this, of the question of hydroponic, of where what the bracha actually is on hydroponic.
Because
you mentioned it in the past, and
I said I'm
going to look into it.
Bottom of the pot, if you put the pot in the ground without the hole, okay, that's not that's a problem. You know what I'm talking about?
I've heard that question before.
What do you consider Bayrei Priho Adama, the fruit of the Adama? Because there's mud in there.
Yeah, but the roots are supposed to be.
The roots are supposed to. Okay, so what are you? So how do we pass in there? Okay, it's a good question. I really should look it up.
You said you've never seen a sign.
There is no sign. There's nothing. There's no distinction in Israel. I don't believe that they have different. Question is, the more important question is, is it a difference that makes a difference anyway?
But this is
halachically.
This is even over bread and wine. But what is the reason to say
Shahakol means that everything came about through his word.
But I have wine. What is the reason to share Shahakol if I know exactly this is wine?
Okay, good question.
But bread I can doubt. Maybe it's bread,
On the other hand, you might not know if it's grape wine or elderberry wine or something.
But the wine is wine. Grape wine or general alcohol?
Yain tapuchim, there's such thing. It's also called yain, of apple wine.
No, apple wine, also Briagofen or not?
Of course not.
Not?
Only from grapes.
Only from grapes.
Only from grapes.
You should know what Guffin is.
Let me show this to you inside. One second.
Yeah, you're right. Sometimes you don't know exactly.
Yeah, because someone hands you a glass of something.
It looks as wine, but you don't exactly.
Geffen is a vine, not a tree, not the ground. It's a vine. Geffen. Borei Priha Geffen.
Vine.
Vine. It's like a little stringy piece of tree growing along a fence.
Please look down at the Mishnah Brura, Sifkat and Dalet. The Mishnah Brura,
mm-hmm.
Sifkat and Dalet.
Oh,
Sifkat and Dalet. It's at the beginning of the line there, should be.
Here?
Dalet.
Oh, Dalet.
Here.
Okay, thank you.
Imhu priha'itz. Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch, remember, said if you have a question about whether it's a fruit or it's a vegetable, then you can say the bracha of Bari Priya Adama on a vegetable. Says the Mishnah Bro, V'chein kishu safik lu loy mitzad hadin. And similarly, yeah, either you don't know whether it is a fruit or a vegetable, or you have a question mitzad hadin. From the perspective of what the din is, what the halacha is, meaning I know it's a vegetable or I know it's a fruit, but I don't know what the din says, what the halacha is. Is the halacha you this is considered, right? Because we have some vegetables which you say, some fruits which you say ha'adam on, like a banana, yeah? Grows on a tree, right? It's a fruit, But we say, right, so you don't know what the din is. You don't know what the halach is. Aval, very important. However, imu sofek lo machmas shaloi lomad, if he's got a question because he just hasn't learnt it. Yeah, he hasn't questioned it. He hasn't done some research. What is this? And where does a guava grow? How does a guava grow? How does a papaya grow? Yeah. Yeah, if you haven't done any research into it, machmas shaloi lomad, lo yoichel. You're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to just rely on the fact that, oh, it's okay, Bari Pri Adama covers everything. You're not allowed to.
You can't do that in advance?
You should learn it in advance. You should look it up. Look it up on your CRC app on your phone. Papaya. What's a bracha on papaya? You're not lo yoichel ad sheyilmoid. You're not allowed to learn until you learn.
You can't. You let your telephone be Pascha and Shaila though. whether we consider it because a biologist might consider it a fruit of a tree.
You can let the rabbis who wrote the CRC app make a decision for you. They can paskin for you. Let's see the next Shulchan Aruch, next Mishnah Berurah here. Im Omar Shehakol, if you said Shehakol and everything, you're also Yotzi. The Kol Zeh Di'eved, all of this is B'di'eved. After the fact. Aber L'chatchila, Tzarech L'varich Al Kol Dover B'rechas Hayom Yechedes Lei. L'chatchila, you're supposed to say the appropriate, specific bracha for it. B'di'eved, if you said Shehakol on it, then you're Yotzi. Yeah? This the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah is saying, from the wording of the Shulchan Aruch, he says, Va'ala kol im omar shakol yotze. If you said shakol, then you're okay. Why would you have said shakol? Because you had a sofek. But you're not allowed to rely on that because of a sofek. You have to learn it up. So why then would you be saying shakol? Whatever.
You're weak.
You're weak. You're hungry. You decided, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway. Then you... Shouldn't have done that.
Internet was down.
Yeah, I couldn't wait a few minutes. And then, internet's back up. Okay, let me check it out. The bracha is Bari Pri Adama. Now, you come to the rabbi. Rabbi, what should I do? I made a shackle on this. I shouldn't have made a shackle, but I made a shackle on this. Am I okay? Yes, you're okay.
But
this is Bidi Ebed.
But don't
after fact, you're not allowed to go ahead and say a shackle. Unless it's a situation which is considered a situation of suffix, a question, an absolute suffix, an absolute doubt, a questionable, where there is a question in the din, what the halacha would be, right? Whether it is shahakol or whether it's hamoitzi. I don't know. They made some puffed.
Is there anything there's a suffix that hasn't been halacha, hasn't been paskin on any fruit? I don't think so. Everything's been.
They say that you go to China. You should avoid being there on Shabbos because there's a question whether China is
international dateline.
The Jewish dateline.
Yeah.
There's a Jewish dateline which is not the same as the civil dateline.
Yes. Okay.
So it's that's a much more serious.
Yeah. There are a few questions, a few modern day questions which machlekas or dispute, or we are on the side of caution. But in terms of relating to food, yeah, I don't know.
No,
I don't
you're
know.
Asking in the context of bracha achrona, whether it's on that. So in China, you have a problem.
Well, because it's
related.
Whatever. One should not eat anything that is produced in China.
But you can eat it on China. So
eat it on China, but don't eat it if it's made in China. Based on a Messiah that I've received from my rabbis.
But this is contradiction. One say you can make shakol, it's fine. But this is
only b'di'eved. But l'chatchila, you're not allowed to go ahead and say shehakol. You're not allowed to. B'di'eved, if you did it, you're okay. Because shekel is the most general.
No, but what is not, when is not okay?
Anytime.
It's any time when Asher says shekel, this is okay.
You should not be doing it. You should not be saying shekel.
Why?
But it works. Why? Because you should be making a more specific bracha.
Should not be saying it on fruit or vegetables.
Shouldn't be saying on fruit or vegetables or something we've got a suffix about whether it's some puffed rice, wheat, mix with sugar and
but this is specific.
MSG.
One will have his obligation.
One will have fulfilled his obligation if he did go ahead and say shekel wrongly. Then he fulfilled his obligation.
But what's mean wrongly? There is no any wrongly.
The Mishnah Berurah says this is talking about bidyeved. Lechatchila, you're not allowed to. This is the language over here is one fulfilled if he did go ahead. It doesn't say
you should
go ahead and say shekel on everything and you're okay.
If you said
you're okay.
Fine,
this is what we call loshon bidyeved. The language, the wording is set up. The case has been set up in a bidyeved situation based on the words.
If you said it's fine, but you should learn
you should not
something
say,
and
yes.
You should know more detail as that's what is proper.
Correct.
But if you said, it's fine.
Yes, correct. Okay.
It means you don't need to say something else.
Correct.
If you said, suddenly remember.
And then you realize what the, said the wrong bracha.
You don't say
anything. This is also a case that you did it by accident. You know, you picked up your wine. No.
But in this case, you should not say another bracha.
You don't need to make another bracha.
Okay.
You're okay.
No,
even on bread and wine, which is very choshev, which gets its own very specific bracha, it still counts shekel.
This is not okay.
Well, because on Pesach, they make rolls, the so-called rolls, that are made from potato
starch
or something.
That's shekel.
That's which is shekel.
Yeah.
Even though it looks like.
No, but there is cake.
Yeah, they have these awesome cakes. They taste more chametz stick than the rest of the year.
No, but this is nice cake, and it looks as.
And the bracha is shekel.
Shouldn't be
like grilled bread. I don't know how they do it.
Okay, Sif Beis. Hayu lefanav pri ha'adama upri ha'etz. If you had in front of you a vegetable and a fruit, you're having two of your five a day.
Fruit.
A piece of fruit and a vegetable.
Is there no vegetable?
If
you had in front of
a fruit?
Fruit. There is no vegetable.
That's very good, Barry.
Yeah. This is just like stuff he's added in there. We don't. If you had in front of you a fruit and a vegetable, Vernis Cavein Liftor S. Pri Ha'etz. Yatsa. Uberach al priyadama, and you made a bracha on the tomato, and you had in mind the apple as well at the same time.
Ah.
So what do you say?
This tomato was more important to you, or this is
Whatever happened, you had in mind, you ate the tomato, and you had made a bracha, and you had in mind the apple. Or you had in mind everything that's on your plate right now. Including the apple. What do you say?
Teyavon.
Yatza. Says Shulchan Aruch. Yatza. You're fulfilled. You're okay.
Because you said Brei Pri Adama.
Because you said Brei Pri Adama. And we already learned that Brei Pri Adama works.
That's not the best way. But if you're going to eat that tomato first, then maybe that's what you have to do. if you have in mind, I'm going to eat this, and oh yeah, there's an apple on the plate, but I don't want to bite into the ostrich.
That would be a bit different. It sounds like there you're not having in mind the apple.
No, I see it. It's in front of me. I recognize it. I know it's there.
But did you have in mind the apple?
Yeah, but I'm not. But it's going to be there for a while. I'm not going to get to it. I'm not going to taste it.
I don't know what you're saying, Professor. Did you have in mind the apple, or did you not have in mind the apple?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Yotze. That's what we said. If you had in mind the apple, you're yotze. Whether you had in mind the apple right this minute, or in 30 seconds, or in 5 minutes.
So maybe the better way to do it would have been to mentally exclude the apple, to say, yes, sure, there's an apple there, but I'm going to say a
broken. I'm only having in mind my tomato. Then later I'll have the apple, and I'll make a new broken apple. Sure, absolutely. The Mishnah Berurah adds, points out that this is true if in the case of shackle as well. If you had something on your plate which was shackle, and you had something on your plate which was hadoma, you had a piece of chocolate, and an apple, yeah, or a tomato. And you said, shahakol on your chocolate with, in mind, the apple. Then also yatza. You're also okay.
As opposed to having to eat an order of bracha.
Now, again, lechatchila, what you're supposed to do is, you're supposed to make the bracha from the most specific to the least specific. There is an order to the brachas. We start with the most specific and we end with the least specific. We say bari pri ha'etz, then we say bari pri ha'dama, and then we say shahakol ni'abedvari. Okay, this is obviously talking about a case that bidi eved, yeah, again, im, right, if, yeah, if there was this stuff in front of you and you did this, oh, you're okay. This doesn't say this is what you should do. This is what you should not do. But if you did it, then you're yotze. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Yud, number 10. Now again, why are you yotze? Because the bracha of Ha'adama works on Ha'etz. And the bracha of Shehakol works on all of them. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Va'ayin b'shari tshuva. Have a look at Shari Tshuva. De yesh chalkim al zeh. Now there are those that argue on this halacha. Usvira luhu. And they hold, She'afilu niskavein liftor es pri ha'etz. That even if you had, your intention was for this ha'adama to work for the ha'etz as well, ha'munach lefonov, which is sitting in front of you, lo yotze. You're not good. V'tzarich lachzor ulevarich b'yei pri'etz u'birkas b'yei pri'adama lo yhoysel v'atola. And you need to go back and make a b'yei pri'etz on the apple when you get around to eating it. Now the birkas b'yei pri'adama, that wasn't wasted. Then this came up pri'adama levad, because that's just going to go on the vegetable. U'mikol makim, but nevertheless, masik. He concludes that b'di'eved ein lachzar ulevarich. You should not go back and make a bracha. Kedas haShulchan Aruch, like the Shulchan Aruch says, why? Because safek brachas lahakel. We always go lenient when it comes to brachas. Brachas are derabbanan, are a rabbinic mitzvah in nature. When we have a doubt or question about something rabbinic in nature, then we go gesundheit. Then we go, we're lenient. We go, lahakel, kula. Okay, so I believe the reasoning of the Shari Tshuva, and the Shari Tshuva who says that you did not fulfill your obligation, you're not okay with this, is that what's happening over here is that you're making a bracha on the vegetable, and you're having in mind the fruit that's also over here. That, we never said that necessarily works. We said, if you said a bracha of Brei Pri Adama on this fruit, you're okay, because it works. It counts as a vegetable. It's also called a vegetable. It's also called a fruit of the ground. But if I made the bracha on the vegetable, the appropriate bracha on the vegetable, I had in mind the fruit over there. Who said that's so distant? It's further away. I showed over here that I make a bracha on vegetables, specifically vegetables, because I said it on a tomato. So that can't count for a fruit as well. That's, yeah, very distant to say that it works for a fruit as well. That's the machlokas. But nevertheless, we do say that b'di'eved, after the fact, you're okay, you should not make a new bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, v'yoser toiv liyos nimlach. It is the best thing to do is actually to change your mind. What does this mean? Shaloi le'chol miyad ha'pri ha'itz el la'achar zman. You should say, actually, do you know what? I'm not going to have the fruit right now. I'm going to eat the fruit later. V'yachzov yivarech aleihen. Yeah, because what does that do? That we're going to call that hesach hadas. We're going to call, right, as we spoke about last week, hesach hadas ends my eating, concludes my eating. If I say, I'm not going to eat this now, I'll eat it in a couple of hours. Yeah, then the bracha doesn't work anymore. If you drink a glass of water, and then you think, okay, now I'm okay, I should be good for the next couple of hours.
Of continuing drinking
no,
more?
No drinking. No drinking now. I should be okay for the next couple of hours, I'll drink in a couple of hours' time. Then immediately, for some reason, you're like, oh, I feel really, really thirsty right now. You make a bracha. Because you had hesach hadas. You removed your mind from drinking anymore. You came to a you concluded your drinking. Okay? So that's the best thing to do over here in this situation. That you should have in mind to have hesach hadas and say, okay, I'm not going to eat any more apple. That apple I'll eat later. And then, when you go ahead and eat that apple later, you make a new bracha of Bo Praetz.
Which means you said something wrong, not eat.
We're saying the situation is you had a vegetable in front of you.
But you said something wrong.
And you said the bracha on the vegetable. Uh-huh. But you had in mind, oh, this will work for the apple as well.
But what does it mean not to eat? After bracha, not to eat?
So you eat your vegetable. But the apple, it's questionable whether the bracha on the vegetable worked for the apple.
Ah, it means you...
So there we'll say, you know what, I'm not going to have the apple right now.
But you eat vegetable.
You have your vegetable, for sure, you have your vegetable.
For any bracha need to do something.
Sure, you have to eat it, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. This will come on, we'll see another halacha.
It's a bracha, eat something, but don't touch apple. Later set another bracha of apple.
That's the best way of doing it, yeah, correct. Okay, and we're going to see this halacha right now that Akardi just mentioned. Okay, Sif Gimel. Kol Elu HaBrachis. All of these brachis. Tzarech Shaloi Yafsik Bein Bracha L'Achila. You need to make sure that there is no interruption between the bracha and the eating. You're not allowed to pause, you're not allowed to have an interruption between the bracha, making the bracha, and eating the food or whatever you're eating, or whatever you're doing as well. If you're making a bracha on Birkas HaMitzvahs, you know, bracha on one of the mitzvahs, then also you should not have the hefsek, have an interruption there. Hagah says the Rama, Yoisa Mikadei Dibor. Yeah, he adds that when we say you should not have an interruption, the interruption is you should not have an interruption of longer than the time it takes to speak. Okay, we'll see what this means. Let's have a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Aleph now. 11. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't interrupt between Bein Bracha La'achila, between the Bracha and eating. V'hu Adin Berkas HaMitzvahs. This is the same goes for the blessings of mitzvahs. Bein Bracha La'hamitzvah. Between the Bracha and the mitzvah, you should not interrupt. Yoisa Mikadei Dibur. More than how long it takes to speak. Meaning, Hainu. This is Kadei She'ilas Talmud Rav, Sha'u Shalom Aleichem Rabbi. This is the amount of time it takes for a student to ask his rabbi, Shalom Aleichem Rabbi. To say to his rabbi, Shalom Aleichem Rabbi.
But this time?
This is the amount of time. This is the shear, this is the measure of kedei dibur.
This is, you need to eat, start it in the bill.
You have to start eating. Shakol niyeh bedvari, eat. You should not wait the amount of time that it takes to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe.
It means if you go brocha, somebody calls, you need to eat, after that, to...
Yeah. And more than this amount of time is considered a hefsek, is considered an interruption. Okay? This is the time. Umayri b'shtika. This is talking about when you were silent. I mean, you didn't say anything. But you had a pause. A pause longer than the time it takes to say Shalom Lecha Rebbe. Aval dibor. However, when it comes to speech, that you interrupted it with speech, Afilu mila achas havi hefsek. Even if it was one word, this is three words, right? The amount of time it takes to say three words, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe. The amount of time it takes to say three words of silence, that's called a hefsek. But when it comes to speech, even one word is considered a hefsek.
What means speech?
Someone interrupts you. You said Shakol niyeh bedvari. Someone says Akari. You said yeah, and eat it. That's called a hefsek. Even though you said one word, when it comes to speech, even one word is called an interruption between the bracha and the eating, or the bracha and the doing the mitzvah.
But what happened if you make interruption? You need to say another bracha?
Let's see. Kol shaloi shahul shaloi letzarech habracha. As long as it is not for the requirement of the bracha. Meaning, if you made an interruption, you made a hefsek, but it was for the requirement of the bracha, then with that you're okay.
What do you mean by that?
Meaning, if you said, Hamoytzi lechem min ha'aretz, and you realize, oh, wait, there's no salt on the table, could you please pass me the salt?
You could say that?
That's an interruption for the requirement of the bracha. If you said, Asher kedishanu mitzvayisav v'tzivanu al natilas lulav, and he said, one second, which way round does the esrog go? Do I hold the esrog in my left hand or my right hand? That's a requirement of the bracha. That's not called a hefsek. That's not called an interruption. It's necessary. It's a necessary part of the bracha. It's related to the bracha. Okay? If you said, Hamayti lechem min haaretz, and then he said, oh, could you go and feed the dog? That's also necessary. In halacha, your pet or an animal which is relying on you for sustenance, that's part of me. Feeding myself is, I have to make sure that my dog has food as well.
So that's not considered a hefsek?
That's not considered a hefsek.
But you have to know what you're doing.
It has to be something related to the bracha itself, which is, we're saying hamaitzi, we're about to sit down to a meal. Anything related to the meal, or something required now, yeah, related to the meal, you're allowed to interrupt.
It means pass me salt, it's not interruption.
Isn't pass the salt, pass me a knife, please, is not considered an interruption. And pashtus, I would say, most definitely, you can say please. Yeah, you see a lot of people, you know, when they do this, when they practice this halacha, you know, they'll wash al natilas yadayim, and then they'll say salt, because you're allowed to interrupt, right? You're allowed, because salt is a requirement of the thing. You're allowed to interrupt, but you know, you can't say please, because you know that's not.
I don't believe. This is
what we would call frumkeit. People possibly going over the top just for the sake of being from. I believe wholeheartedly that the halacha is that one can say, please may you pass the salt. You're allowed to say please.
It's allowed to say.
You're allowed to say please, yes.
Even?
Thank you? I don't know.
No, this is nice.
As long as it's something relevant to the bracha. Okay? So, we have two halachas. One is an interruption of silence. It should not be longer than Yoise Mekidei Dibor, the amount of time it takes to speak, three words, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe. However, if it's words, even one word is considered an interruption, unless it's required for the bracha itself. Oid yesh chiluk, there is also another interruption, another difference, bein shtika ledibor, between whether you're being silent between the bracha and the eating, or the bracha and the mitzvah, and whether you're saying, make an interruption with dibor, with speech, between the bracha and the eating. Deve dibor, that when it comes to dibor, when it comes to saying something, hamayti lechem in haaretz, hi, how you doing? Yeah, that hu leikuva v'tzarich lachzor levarich. When it comes to an interruption of speech, that is ma'akev. That holds back. That prevents the bracha, and you need to go ahead and say a new bracha.
There is no any another words.
So you said,
one second. Aval b'shtika hu rak lechatchila. However, when it comes to shtika, silence, a pause. That's only lechatchila. Lechatchila, you should not wait more than the time it takes to say three words. Aval b'di'eved, however, after the fact, afilu shah harba yaisa mikadei dibor, even if you waited, you paused much longer than the time it takes to say shalom aleichem rebbe, ein tzarich lachzor levarich, you don't need to go back and make a new bracha, kol shalo yaseach daitim bein time, as long as you didn't have hesech hadas between the bracha and the eating. Okay, therefore, it comes out that we have two halachas which are piled into the same halacha over here, but they're very, very, very different. Okay, the two halachas piled together are, you're not allowed to have an interruption between the bracha and the eating, or the bracha and the mitzvah. Two ways you can have interruption is, one is a pause, a silent pause, the other one is an interruption of words. The halachas are very, very different, though, because when it comes to halachas of when it comes to an interruption of words, you always have to. If you made an interruption of words, the bracha got lost. You lost the bracha. Bidi evet, even after the fact, the chatchila for sure. You lost the bracha. Even bidi evet, you lost the bracha.
So.
And you need to go back and make a new bracha.
So you said aids, and then said hi shalom, or something.
Yep. Or you said, it started raining.
Okay.
In some sense, not related to the bracha.
Something unrelated to the bracha. If it's related to the bracha, then you're okay.
But if it's
unrelated to the bracha, you lost the bracha. Interruption of speech.
You made a bracha, and someone very important comes in.
That's a good question. We don't see this halacha. We don't see this halacha play out over here by Birkas Hananin when it comes to blessings on foods. You see the halacha when it comes to tefillah. When it comes to prayer, you're allowed to interrupt for a dignitary. You're allowed to interrupt, but we don't see you're allowed to interrupt by Birkas Hananin.
Okay.
I've never seen that bracha being brought down over here, so I'd assume that it doesn't work. It's not good. It's not a requirement of the bracha.
Okay.
You lose the bracha. Yeah. But speech, when it comes to an interruption of time, lechatchila, you should not wait more than the time it takes to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe. Should eat immediately. Do the bracha immediately. Do the mitzvah immediately. Say the bracha, and then do it straight away. Shouldn't interrupt. But b'di'eved, even if you waited a long time, you're still okay. Because you didn't interrupt. It wasn't a considerable interruption. Speech is always a considerable interruption.
You can be silent more than three words.
You can be silent more than three words, bidi evet. And as long as you did not have hesech hadas, meaning you gave up on the bracha and you decided, I'm not gonna bother eating. said Hamaitzi Lecha Min Haaretz, and then you're like,
No, but this is not, you can say Brocha wants to eat, found something it's, you don't like. This is what bad food for them. You can go to take another food.
Oh, we're going to go, we're going to see this halacha is going to come up in a minute. Yeah, we'll see this halacha is going to maybe not in a minute, maybe next week. But yeah. Okay. Wow! Unbelievable. Mr. Steinberg.
It's here?
You're brilliant. You're brilliant. It's right here. Sweet. And Baruch Hashem, I answered right. Kasu ha'achreinim! The achreinim right. You got it?
Yeah.
You got to get it because you want to see it inside, Mr. Steinberg. Kasu achreinim.
Okay.
The later commentaries write, Da'afilu mipnei ha-kovid v'ha-yira osa la'afsik achra bracha. That even because of covered, honoring someone, v'yira, and fearing in awe of someone, that we know by tefillah, by prayer, you're allowed to interrupt in certain situations, in certain places during the prayer. Either you're allowed to interrupt, you're allowed to respond, you're allowed to ask them how they're doing, or you're allowed to respond to their to them if they ask you. That there we're allowed to interfiller in prayer. But here, asa lafsik achra bracha. You're not allowed to. When it comes to brachas, birkas anen, and blessings on food, you're not allowed to interrupt between the bracha and the eating. Ve'im hifsik, and if you interrupted for a dignitary that came in, chayzo mubarech, you need to make a new bracha. Even to answer, to respond, Amen. If you say, and then you just heard someone else saying, between you saying, and eating the food, you don't answer, Amen. Even if you heard someone saying, Kaddish, and you just said your bracha, you haven't eaten yet, you don't answer Amen Yehishmei Rabba. Even if you heard someone say Baruchu, you don't respond. All of these things, there's no interruption, no spoken interruption whatsoever between making a bracha and eating, or making a bracha and doing the mitzvah, unless it's something required for that bracha itself. Something pertinent is the good word. Something pertinent to that bracha. How do you define pertinent?
If you need something need something related to the bracha, we all
pertinent is the right word.
If you can't say the bracha without it,
we need it.
Relevant or applicable to a particular matter. Yeah, perfect. Something pertinent to the bracha.
It means if you make brocha and you should not say amen.
You shouldn't say anything. Nothing, unless it's pertinent to the brocha. Amen to another brocha is not pertinent to this brocha. But it's a choshev thing, it's a very important thing to answer amen yeheshmei rabba, but not for this brocha.
But this is a make effect if you're reading something else. You should make a reaction for a man or a kiddusha. This is two different events. Somebody is praying, you are eating. You cannot do anything until you said brocha.
Until you ate?
Yeah.
If you already said a bracha,
if you
bracha,
you don't need to say something when you hear kiddusha or.
If you make a bracha,
yeah,
you need to eat immediately. After you eat the first mouthful, you're okay.
Yeah, no, but in this case, it looks as somebody's praying, somebody is eating.
Yeah.
And if even you said brocha, and somebody said something in prayer, what required to say something, you should not do it.
Right.
For example, you finished davening with the first minyan.
Whatever the example would be, we don't need to go on to whatever happened, however it happened, it doesn't matter how it happened. Though you can think of a million cases it happened.
But the thing is,
you made a bracha and you did not eat, you're not allowed to respond to anything. Even Amen Yeshmei Rabbah.
Period.
Nothing. No interruption in speech. Unless it's pertinent to the bracha.
It means that's nothing more important than to eat.
Than the hefsek, the interruption between making the bracha and eating. Why? Because an interruption of speech throws out that bracha. It makes that bracha not work. It turns the bracha into a bracha levatola, a wasted bracha. A bracha levatola is taking the Lord's name in vain. Loisis Hashem Hashav. This is one of the big ten. Yeah, you're not allowed to.
But at the same time, when you say, if you start eating, you can miss to say something in what is required to Kaddish. Doesn't make a difference? Well, Kaddish usually requires some saying. This is what is Kaddish.
Now you can't, because you said a bracha. The question is, should you be making brachas at a time where you're going to have to be answering to something like Kaddish?
Which is a different song.
That's a different discussion. But over here, when it comes to the bracha, you're not allowed to interrupt or anything. Okay.
Because there's two different things. If, for example, reply for the Kaddish is very important and required, you can... Yes, in this one case, you should not lose your...
You're never allowed to interrupt with speech between making a bracha and eating.
But you can... It's nothing wrong to reply for the Kaddish.
To lose the Amen for Kaddish?
Yeah.
If you're in the situation that you made a bracha and you haven't eaten yet, then you lose your Kaddish.
Okay.
You lose your Kaddish. Should you be doing that? That's a different discussion.
Okay.
Okay, but this halacha of bracha and eating...
So there is nothing more important than...
Nothing more important than...
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Lo yevarich al Michael oy mashke shehu cham oy kar b'yosa. The Mishnah Berurah is going to go further. Sorry, this is the Mishnah Berurah carrying on.
Okay.
Lo yevarich. You should not make a bracha al Michael or mashke on food or drink shehu cham oy kar b'yosa, which is too hot or too cold. Mishum chashash hefsek, because we're concerned about the interruption. Yeah, you're going to make a bracha shakol on a steaming mezonos, on a steaming hot bowl of porridge. Then you're going to have to pick it up and be blowing it for the next minute till you can put it in your mouth.
And
shouldn't be making that bracha. That's a hefsek. Again, bidyeved, you're okay because it was only a hefsek of time, of a pause. Umisha Beirach al Michael, right? If it was too hot and he said to his friend, could you please bring me an ice cube? What would you say?
It's okay.
That's okay. It's pertinent to the bracha. Yeah? Again, you should not be doing this. Lechat chila. Umisha Beirach al Michael ula achasha Beirach nimas beinov. If you made a bracha on food and then afterwards you're like, I actually don't really fancy eating this. What do you say?
Say that again.
If you made a bracha on an Entenmann's cake in the kitchen, and then after making the bracha, you haven't eaten it, you're in the kitchen, and afterwards, no, not necessarily. We haven't got on to that case. Afterwards, you're like, actually, I'm on a diet. I really shouldn't eat it.
No.
So what do?
You have to eat it now.
Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yesh loy lechol ktsas. You should eat a little bit. Shaloy yiyah bracha lebatala. So the youth bracha shouldn't be wasted. Again, this is the halachas of this si'if. This halacha here is the halachas of don't make a bracha lebatala. You have to make this a good bracha. Don't have an interruption. That makes it a bracha lebatala. Therefore, he's throwing this in as well because it's very relevant. It's exactly the same thing. Don't have an interruption. That might make it a bracha lebatala. Don't change your mind and decide not to eat it because that's also going to be a bracha lebatala. You should eat it. Eat a bit of it. Don't waste your bracha. Eat a little bit. Okay. Haroita lishtois mayim, shashoifech ktas mimenu. If you want to drink water that you're pouring a little bit away from it, a bit out of it, yeah, I guess the case would be you have got a cup of coffee, yeah, and you see there's like some floaty bits around on the top of it, okay, and you want to pour it out a bit, the floaty bits. You know, when you've got milk which is just about going off, and there's like some floaty bits on top, so you pour it out. So there says the Mishnah Berurah, Yishpeich Tchila V'Achar Kach Yivarich. Don't make the bracha, then pour a bit out and then drink it. First pour a bit out, then make your bracha. Yeah, because again,
because
the hefsek. Yeah, so here he says there's two reasons. Tarvayus nu. Over here we've got two reasons. We've got two problems. One, Mishnah hefsek. Because of the interruption, there's going to be a delay. And Mishum Bizui Bracha, because of the insult to the Bracha. I'm making a Bracha on my coffee, now I'm going to pour it out. That's insulting to the Bracha. Don't insult the Bracha. First pour it, then make your Bracha on your nice cup. Kain Kosa B'Shari Tshuva, B'Simon Reish Beis, B'Shem Echreinim. Kisha Eichel Egois. More cases. Kisha Eichel Egois. This is fantastic. Mishnah Berurah is going and giving you these million cases that we need. Yeah, so we can extrapolate to every other case. Kisha Eichel Egois. If you're eating a nut, what do you think he's going to say over here?
You can't start cracking it. It's already cracked.
What do you think he's going to say? What's going to be the relevant halacha of eating a nut over here?
It has to be ready.
Check it for worms first.
It has to be ready first, yeah? Kishayichal egois, when you're eating a nut, yishab brenu v'achakach yivarech. First break it, first crack it, and then eat it. Dein kadai lafzik harubei ben abrach lachila. Because it's not appropriate to make this interruption, this break between the bracha and eating, if you're going to have to start cracking it.
Or by extension, you take some fruit, You don't make a bracha, then wash it, then...
Sure, absolutely. V'ayid, furthermore, Shema lo yom te'ayin and yofa. Ve'ayin a royal bracha. Maybe you're going to find that this nut is spoiled. It's not a good nut. It's a bad nut. A rotten nut. Ve'ayin a royal bracha, and then it's not appropriate for bracha. U'le'inyan shari peiris. And regarding other brachas, other fruits... Have a look in Simon Reish Beis in Shari Tshuva, where he says over there, also, you should peel your fruits first. I'm checking in 30.
What to do if not suitable to eat?
What Arkady is asking is you make a brok on some fruit, you bite into it and find out it's bad.
No, but this is any food. We're not fresh something.
Yeah.
You take one and see this smell, this is something.
Or whatever.
You don't want to die because it could be poison. Unfortunately, there is another food in the refrigerator. I believe if silence is allowed, you can go to the in full silence to the store, buy something.
What do you say?
No, but I agree. This is what is not suitable for eating. What to do?
You made a bracha, and then you found that it's not suitable for eating.
Yeah.
We'll get there. That's in another. That's in. That's in Sif Vav.
Arkady just asked a question. Can I make a bracha and then silently write a little note and hand it to Barry to run out to the convenience store and buy me the thing I planned to eat that I made the bracha?
You mean if you cracked the nut and you saw it was bad?
No, but
no. If I didn't have the nut in front of me.
Oh, okay. That's even sooner. That's the next halacha. No, not the next halacha. That's Sif Hey.
That's Sif Hey.
It's on his way.
Don't speak. He's not going to speak to Barry. He's going to hand him a note saying, please run out to the store and buy.
That's the same thing.
Yeah, let's just finish this. Let's finish this halacha. We've got a few little bits left. Sorry. Okay. Another halacha. Back in the maybe we'll pick up from this next week. Because it is something different. Okay, we'll pick up from this next week.
What?
Shkayach.
We're
going to start Sif Gimel from the next thing about hearing it to your ears. Here, this one here. From here, next week.
I have an announcement to make. Cookies in the little kitchen are carved.
Is that an invitation?
It's an announcement.